So if confession is genuine, why do I sin again? In reference to your answer there, is it is the answer relying on him more as our high priest? And what does that mean? What does that look like?
I would suggest that in addition to the scriptures that Hadley read, to add this other scripture, and it's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 10. It says, "Their godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." The challenge is not just to confess our sins, but to recognize that this is what caused the death of the Lord Jesus. So that there is a connection that this sin that I have committed or I am committing is one of the reasons why the Lord Jesus was put to death. And when I see that, that brings about godly sorrow. When in the case of Judas, he was sorry because he was condemned. The Lord was condemned, so he was sorry about that. But that was not godly sorrow. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. The connecting the thing that I'm doing with the death of the Lord Jesus brings about the challenge that I am hurting the one who is my Savior.
Just to add a thought to that, you know, Paul mentions the man who struggled, probably himself, but he says in Romans chapter 7, "The things that I want to do, I don't do, and the things I don't want to do, I do. Oh, wretched man that I am." So he's exactly experiencing what has been written on that card. He's experiencing that. He says, "Oh, who's going to deliver me from this? I'm such a wretched man. Who's going to deliver me? Ah, thanks be unto God. There is one who delivers." And that's exactly what Brother Hadley mentioned, is to identify with the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, if we take this, the struggle that's in chapter 7 of Romans, and we look back, what is the answer? The answer is to be in the good of chapter 6 of Romans. And in chapter 6 of Romans, what we find there is that we have died with Christ. And so I come back to this point that Christ died for these very sins that I am thinking of committing. Christ died, and what can a dead man do? If I've died with Christ, what can a dead man do? A dead man can't do anything. And so I acknowledge the fact that the victory at the end of chapter 7 going into chapter 8 really takes place in chapter 6 when I identify with the victory that Christ has won. So it's not just a matter of theology, but if your theology isn't right, nothing else will be right either. So it is a matter of getting your theology right and getting right according to scripture, and then call it like it is and say, you know what? I am tempted to do this, but I'm dead to sin.